Proclamation number 3404 of 14th of January, 1945. False prophets. End time. Only completely immature souls make use of the strength from below and are therefore also used by the Prince of the Underworld for his work. No matter what God's adversary starts to fight against God, he always uses willing people to carry out his will, because the power over every work of creation is withdrawn from him. And therefore he determines people to carry out his will, and they obey him because they feel connected to him through their inclinations and urges which hardly deviate from each other. Hence these are souls which are still completely materially minded, which are turned towards God's adversary and with whom he therefore has an easier game. People in whom such souls are embodied are completely under his control. But he equips them with great strength so that they can always carry out what God's adversary dictates to them. Because they have completely turned away from God, they are doubly endowed with strength and therefore they are able to accomplish things which otherwise are beyond the strength of a human being. And thus signs and miracles also happen on the part of people who are hostile towards God if they are willing to let their strength have an external effect. And then these are often regarded as sent by God because of their miracles, and God warns you of these, and he has always done so by his constant reference to the false prophets in the last days, because they are a danger for those who are not yet firm in faith and who are not active in love. God has always made mention of these emissaries of Satan in order to announce the power of that which he will gain over people in the last days. He warns his own not to fall into the nets of the false prophets, and he marks them out by the fact that they, too, will confess Christ, the bringer of salvation, yet not the redeemer of the world. And take heed that Jesus Christ hath redeemed the world, but the Christ, of whom the false prophets speak, shall yet come and bring salvation to men. And they shall deceive many, and shall cry unto men, Behold, here is Christ. But do not follow them. But know that they are emissaries of Satan, whom you should flee, lest they destroy you. And if they work miracles, pay no attention to them, for they use the power from below. And you'll recognize them, for no love speaks from them, neither from their words nor from their deeds. What they do only testifies to their power but not to their love, and power is a gift of Satan. And you can certainly recognize them if you always make love the guiding principle of your thoughts and actions. Then you will also notice by the miracles of the false prophets that they are not works of love but works of the one who originates from hell. If you yourselves stand in love and faith, you will not be deceived. But the lukewarm are in danger who do not bear the characteristics of love. God's adversary can win them over, they will not recognize the false prophets and willingly follow wherever they are led by them, for the forces from below have power over those who are distant from God, who indeed still strive for him according to the word but not in their heart. And God especially warns them not to let themselves be deceived by the dazzling light of a miracle. And he gives them a clear characteristic that love must always be recognizable where the power of God, which expresses itself through his prophets, becomes effective. And where love is not recognizable, Satan has his kingdom there, and thus you should flee. For the forces from below will influence every immature person, i.e., every person who thinks and acts without love, and these will be servants in bondage to them who carry out what the prince of the underworld demands. For it is the time of the end, and you will use it to work against God and against everything spiritual that turns towards God until the hour has come when God will bind him and with him all people who are in bondage to him. Amen.